did Nimai Pandit become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yeah. Okay. So, it was not a specific conversation per se. It was his name from birth was Nimai, one of his names. And that was the name that was adopted when he became a scholar, so he became Nimai Pandit. Then, when he took Sannyas Diksha, at that time he was given the name Chaitanya. Now, technically the name was Sri Krishna Chaitanya, but Chaitanya primarily. And then, if we see most of the times, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Karaj Goswami uses the word Prabhu. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhu is a reference to the Lord. It's not a general reference to devotees. And occasionally uses the word Mahaprabhu also, but primarily it is Prabhu. And the word Mahaprabhu was a title given later. I am not sure who exactly gave it. I have not read that. But the Mahaprabhu means that is actually a portmanteau. Portmanteau means two words coming together. So Radharani demonstrates the Mahabhava. The Mahabhava is, in the Antilila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they describe that. That is the highest ecstasy of pure devotion. Kevala Bhakti. That is Mahabhava. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Bhava Diti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. He is Krishna with the effulgence, with the complexion and the emotion of Radharani. So now that is embodied. So it is the Prabhu who is manifesting with the Mahabhava. So the Prabhu who manifests with the Mahabhava is called as Mahaprabhu. That's how Nimai Pandit came to be known as primarily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Gauranga.